Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're about 4 minutes late, but you know what? I don't know what's going on with this new technology and how to get on the show most of the time and how to get off of it. But I want to thank you for tuning in. Listen, our title today is, Are You Willing to Make the God of the Universe Happy? Psalms 83:18 identifies this God and his name. And it says that he is the Most High God over all of the universe. And I am so very happy to be able at this time to even be alive to make the God of the universe happy. Now, some are saying, you know, I can do what I want to do. You can't tell me what to do. Nothing has been working, so I don't want to hear anything you have to say. I'm going to make me happy. Well, guess what? Before you can be happy, the Creator God that created you has got to be happy. And I welcome you today because God is waiting on you to make his heart happy. Our usual guest, Colonel Harrison, is out of town this morning. So, hey, you got me, Dr. Cupertino. And you have God on your side if you're willing to make the God of the universe happy. How does one make the God of the universe happy? Number one, he's a spirit. He's invisible. You can't see him. You can't touch him. You can't feel him. Oh, my God. So how are you going to make the God of the universe happy? Well, number one, he has had apostles and disciples and others pen a book known as the Holy Bible. There's a lot of other sacred texts running around, laying around, people are using in their places of worship. But I think we're on the right track because we're talking about the supreme God of the universe. Again, whom Psalms 83 and the 18th verse identifies him as the Most High God over all the universe. So I think I'm going to keep my heart and my soul and my mind concentrated on that God. So some might say, okay, I hear what you're saying, Cupertino. But now, how do I do that? We right back to that question again. I can't see him, touch him, can't feel him. How do I do that? How do I make the heart of the God of the universe happy? Well, number one, he advises in the Bible that we should read his word and commit his word to our heart. That's number one. How are you going to make the God of the universe happy and you don't know anything about him? That's kind of crazy. So first, number one, you can make the God of the universe happy by learning about him. What is he about? What is he made of? Where did he come from? Why is he called God? Who named him? We're not going to be able to make the God of the universe happy if we don't know anything about him. And I know anyone that wants to make the God of the universe happy has to realize, well, I've got to learn about him. I've got to find out something about him. I've got to make him my own. And the only way I can do that is by reading the word. Now, reading the word, that's one thing. Number two, obey. Anything you read in the Bible, it calls for an understanding or it calls for you to obey. So if you're going to make the God of the universe happy, whatever you read in the Bible, you have got to obey that. If he says, do not kill, don't do it. If he says, do not steal, don't do it. If he says, to honor me above all others, yeah, go ahead and do that. But anything you read in there, some might say, oh, Cupertino, listen, what about those Ten Commandments? Is that what you're talking about? Well, I would say yes and no, because the Bible is comprised of two sets of books. One is called the Old Testament. One is called the New Testament. So anyone that grew up or was born under the Old Testament and they were Israelites, they were a follower of God, Yahweh, through Moses and the ancient prophets, yes. Oh, yes. You'd have to obey those 10 commandments. But now, let's kind of move on up to right now, 2021. Are we still asked? Are we still under the Mosaic Law, where the early people of God had to go ahead and they had to honor him by being in a position to obey the Ten Commandments? Well, now we're not under that law. We're under the law of love. So the law of love would dictate not going out there killing anyone, not planning to kill anyone, not paying anyone to kill anyone, not threatening to kill anyone, and so forth. And those Ten Commandments, they are brought out in the Bible, if you really want to know all of them. But if we're willing to make the God of the universe happy, then number three, we've got to be happy, because the God of the universe is called the Happy God. So if we're willing to make the God of the universe happy, we've got to be happy. Well, how do we become happy? You certainly aren't going to be happy going up and down the streets lying and stealing and looting and burning and blaming others for something that they really don't know anything about. Because the scripture says anybody has 70 or 80. So anything or anyone that can be blamed, oh my God. Not here, not today. Hello, put your happy hat on. So in order to become happy ourselves, we've got to know that the God of the universe is a happy God, and he counts. He counts for everything, because the scripture says that he created life. He created life in the first human pair, Adam and Eve. So we owe God something. He said, go therefore and multiply and become many. That's what that God said. That Psalm 83:18 God. Most of the sanctuary gods are saying, kill, 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 destroy, 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 kill, kill. Credo of most sanctuary God. They're after something. Supreme power with all dead, if that's what it would take. But this God, he created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And he said, now go on out there, and I want you to multiply. Go multiply and become many. Fill the earth with people that are going to want to serve and worship me. Well, here we are today, still stumbling about, trying to make up our mind if we need to make, or if we should make, if we want to make, are we commanded to make the God of the universe happy? Psalm 83:18 calls that God the Most High over all the... It's no need of me trying to look to the left or to the right to try to find out from others how to make this God happy, the Psalm 83:18 God. For, you know what? Now, after you learn about him, after you decide to obey God based on your knowledge, and by the time you decide that you yourself have got to love yourself, guess what is next? Guess what is next if you're willing to make the God of the universe happy? You've got to love others. You've got to love them. Scripture says, love others as you love yourself. So how can I make God happy, the universal God? And I don't love anyone else. I don't even love myself. Because there's no way you're going to love yourself and not love God and not love others. So that's a problem right there. But hey, don't worry about it. You know why you don't have to worry about it? Because the same God that calls himself the Most High God over all the universe, he sent a son to earth to redeem and buy back what was lost in the Garden of Eden. And in an upcoming show, we're going to be talking about that. But that was a problem. That was a big problem. And now we have an opportunity to turn that problem around by looking unto and to the Son of God. His name is Jesus. Everyone knows the Jesus story. At Christmas time, you have a story of a little baby, the baby Jesus in a manger. And other holidays, some want to and can point to Easter when he rose. I mean, we're going to be talking about Jesus and this God who calls himself Jehovah upcoming show. So don't worry if you're not getting it all, if you're not catching it all, but you've got to love others. Now, how do we love others? Well, if we find out people are not well, they're ill, and they're sick in their homes, we can always offer ourselves to be a help. If we know our government has put laws and regulations in order, obeying them, meaning that we are loving ourselves, because if that's not the case, we could be hurt by them. Also, other ways is if you have a family, doing your best through prayer to take care of your family. You know you can't do it all, because even the little babies that came from the womb, they came out crying through and in and because of spirit. So, we cannot say that we love God, we love ourselves, we're going to make him happy if we don't think about others. And others are also creations of the Holy God. So we can't say, oh, I don't like him. You know, he's from a different country. He's from a different race. Well, who do you think you are? They could say the same thing too. But we know if we want to make the God of the universe happy, some of these things need to be put on the table. And let me tell you what is so interesting right now. Tomorrow is a national holiday. You know what it is. It's called Mother's Day. May 9, 2021, Mother's Day. I hear some are going to start celebrating after midnight tonight. But let me tell you what is very important here about Mother's Day and the soon-to-come-up Father's Day. Let me tell you something. The scripture says, if you want to make God happy, you want to make the God of the universe happy, you want to make the God of all of creation happy, honor thy mother and thy father. Now, I'm not going to give you the definition for honor because you can look that up. But when you honor someone, you hold them in high esteem, unconditionally. It doesn't matter what they've done, because that is not what scripture says. It doesn't say honor your mother and your father if they gave you a dollar a day when you were 4 years old. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say honor their mother and father if they're dead or alive. The scripture just says honor their mother and their father. It doesn't say honor your mother and their father if they sent you to the right college or whatever you think was the right college. They bought you a car coming out of high school. They gave you all the money you asked for, all the money you wanted. It didn't say that. It doesn't say that. The Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father. And some of us have a chance to do that tomorrow. If you don't do anything tomorrow but bow your head and say, Mother, thank you. Somehow just saying that gets out into the ephemeral of the universe. And it assigns a space for those words. I'm not saying your mom or your dad deceased is going to hear that. But I know who will. I know who will. I know who will hear that. And you will be blessed, or you will be held in esteem. Someone said, well, what is a blessing? It is an opportunity for you to be held in high esteem. When someone say, God bless you, they're asking God to hold you in self-esteem. Don't you want to be held in self-esteem? And no other God around that you can think of has said those words, saying those words, going to say those words. So tomorrow, Mother's Day, all you have to do, if you're not going over to Mother's to honor her, if you have not sent Mother a card, if you had told Mother that you love her, then it's okay, because you have a chance again tomorrow. You have a chance say, God, keep me alive to tomorrow. You have a chance. You have a chance to make mommy's heart glad, dead or alive, dead or alive. Some sages say nothing in the universe ever dies because it just recreates itself into something else, some other spirit, some other particles of the universe, something. Nothing in the universe dies. It dies to the flesh. Now, let's look at the flesh and blood. But the spirit walking within that flesh and blood never dies. So we have a chance. We have another chance to say, hey, Mom, I'm here. I might not have been all you wanted me to be. Mom, I'm here. I might not have done all you wanted me to do. But, Mom, I'm here. I might not have been your favorite, but that's okay. Mom, I'm here. I probably didn't own up to be what you had thought I was going to be. But, Mom, I'm here. Can you see me, Mom? Can you hear me, Mom? I'm here. So we have a chance to, my son, say, oh, she didn't treat me right. She wasn't no good. She had a lot of men. She was lazy. She didn't turn out to be nothing. She was the wrong mother for me. You know what? Get real. Because if you're in the sound of my voice, I'm telling you right now, there is a chance, there is an opportunity to redeem yourself. What you came out of, you need to honor. What you were spit out of, you need to respect. What birthed you, you need to be glad, because they could have got rid of you. At least for that reason alone, they could have got rid of you before you were born. Cheap abortions, they could have got rid of you. You owe that. Don't say, well, I owe my boss a full day's work. I owe my wife to come straight home and get to the dinner table. I owe my children a happy dad. No, scratch that. Mommy and you owe daddy. No matter what they were, nobody comes here with a map on how to raise children. Nobody asked to come here. They didn't ask to come here. As a matter of fact, they were willed through the spirit of a living God to come here. But they within themselves, grandma, great-grandma, great-grandpa, great-great-great anything. Go all the way back. Bow your head and go all the way back and say a word of honor to all them that you came through the bloodline. Let's stop being stupid. Let's stop being stupid. There's only one way to make the God of the universe happy. Not a few, but one way, and that is to obey him. We didn't create God. He created us. And he did it in a way that would be honorable. Blood to blood, bloodline, blood, bloodline. Circulatory system in the womb. Get that blood circulating. The blood, the blood, the blood. He doesn't really owe us anything, because what he already wanted to do, he did through his son, named Christ Jesus. He didn't have to come, but they looked down and they saw the chaos of man. And he said, here I am. Send me. I'll go down and redeem them. What father would sentence their own child to death but a megalomaniac? He said, yes, I will send you down. See what you can do, because you see what they're doing. You want to make the God of the universe happy? Psalms 83:18, God. Then tomorrow you can start off. You start today. You don't really have to wait until tomorrow. You can pick the phone up right now and say, I'm sorry. Please say that. I'm sorry. Happy Mom's Day. I love you, Mom. Make your mouth say it. My daddy used to say, you can make your mouth say anything. But guess what? Now you have an opportunity to make the words coming out of your mouth meaningful, very, very meaningful. And if you say, well, you know, I never knew who my mom was, you know, I was adopted, I was this, I was that, spirit to spirit, flesh to flesh, just bow your head. Hi, Mom. Mom, I'm sorry. Happy Mother's Day. It might sound dumb. It
might sound stupid. It might sound crazy. But guess what? You have an opportunity to make the God of the universe happy by following some of these suggestions, some of these ideas. You could fall backwards dead right now if it wasn't for that God, because the God of the universe, in his creation actions, he said 70 or 80 for these people. The psalmist said that long after Adam and Eve had lived to almost 1,000 each, things had gotten too out of hand. How you go from 1,000 years of living to 500? And then the Bible says some of them lived to 200 something years. Then 110, 115. Now 70 or 80. And COVID is getting them as young as 3, 4, 5 years old. Hello, hello, someone hear what I'm saying. You don't owe anybody anything except God. And when you get in a tight pinch, he said, you can always call on my name. Hey, Jehovah, Jesus, call on any other and see what you get. No soul-saving power, no power in them, but the evil of man goading them because they are no longer here. Some no longer were made up. But this one here, this God said, I sent my son. So if we're going to make the God of the universe happy, let's add that to our repertoire. Looking at the works of Jesus, what Jesus Christ did upon coming to earth through a Virgin Mary. Let's look at that. He didn't have to do it. Jesus did not have to do it. Nobody made him to do it. He said, send me, I'm going on down. And we know what happened. Whether anyone believes that story or not, they that don't believe it have no story. They have no works to endear anyone to. Flesh and blood cannot inherit heaven. So what are we talking about? Homebound people, are you willing to make the God of the universe happy? Make sure you read the word. Make sure you obey it. Make sure you pray. Don't go out talking about it. Well, I'm going to go find somebody to teach me. You're not going to find anything. You have to go to the Father in that name and ask for them to send someone. Because you don't know where to go. You don't know what qualification to look for in someone teaching the word of God. Ask them to send. Ask Jesus, in the name of Jesus, ask that God, that Psalm 83:18, King James Version says, he's the most high God over all others. Ask him, ask both of them. Ask one of them if you have to. Help me find a teacher. Someone that is going to teach me the unadulterated word of God. Help me, please, Father. Send me someone. I want to learn. I want to know. I want to be. I want to have your blessings in and over my life and the life of my family, because I'm willing to make you happy. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning to the Global Vision for Living Today show. We will be back next Saturday, God willing, the 8318 God. We will be back, and our next series will be Call In for Questions. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Have a great Mommy Day. And just know, you can make the God of the universe happy.